Illustration. Honor Blades. Description. A double-page spread from Navani's notebook. On the left page are 10 sketches of honor blades. On the right is a full-page overhead view of a landscape. Both pages are annotated in the women's script. The honor blades on the left are arranged in 2 rows of 5 each, and every blade is unique. From left to right and top to bottom, the first is shorter than the others and tapers to a curve. It has some nearly circular cutout shapes at the base of the blade and an angled crossguard. The second is straight and is roughly the same width for most of the length of the blade until it abruptly tapers at the tip. The hilt has more variation, and every inch or so transitions into a new half-sphere, sharp-edged ring, or tapering trapezoid shape. The third blade is mostly straight, though with more of a rounded taper to it than the second, and the very center of the blade is missing. The crossguard is made up of several swirls of metal. The fourth blade is narrow and straight, with some pointed flares on the blade right before it meets the hilt. The crossguard is wide and symmetrical, and the grip is narrow and simple. The fifth blade is wide and curved, with some decorative bands and a spike angled toward the hilt at the base. The guard curves down to cover the hand on the leading edge of the blade. The sixth blade is wide and curved, with a sharp wave-like pattern along the trailing edge. The pommel is teardrop-shaped. The seventh blade is thick and straight, and instead of ending in a point, it seems topped with the curved part of an axe head running perpendicular to the blade. The base of the blade is embedded with jewels, and the grip of the hilt seems much too narrow to support the thick blade. The eighth blade is thin and curved, with the tip flaring extra wide before tapering like a scythe shape. The hilt is asymmetrical and has only a small notch for a guard. The ninth blade is a straight, spike-like weapon. The crossguard is a pair of narrow triangular shapes, with their tips pointing the same direction as the blade. The tenth and final blade has a wavy structure on either side of the blade. The crossguard looks like 2 insect claws angled toward the blade. The grip is long and has a regular pattern of ridges along its length. On the right-hand notebook page, the landscape shows a box canyon surrounded by natural stone pillars that claw at the sky. In the center of the canyon, 9 vague sword shapes stand, blades in the ground, in an incomplete circle.